First tonight, another week and another mystery case of COVID-19 in the Australian community. This time, a Melbourne man has tested positive after returning from overseas and completing his hotel quarantine stint in Adelaide. Authorities in South Australia and Victoria are scrambling to identify the source of the infection and are conceding the man may have caught the virus during his time in the hotel. The case is again raising doubts about the adequacy of Australia's quarantine system. From Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Health authorities in two states are on high alert again. A man in his 30s from Melbourne's outer northern suburbs has tested positive for COVID. He's isolating at home with three household contacts who've tested negative. The man returned from India via the Maldives and Singapore on the 17th of April. He tested positive after completing quarantine in Adelaide last week.
This is a particularly nasty and sneaky virus which is very easily transmitted from one person to another.
South Australia's Chief Health Officer, Nicola Spurrier, says the man may have had an exceptionally long incubation period, or
this person has managed to acquire the infection or catch COVID whilst in the hotel setting.
The man tested negative several times during quarantine, but Professor Spurrier has revealed there was a COVID positive case next door.
And we had a positive case in that room adjacent to this traveller from Victoria on the 4th, and that person, as per our Medi-Hotel process, was transferred out of the Playford over to Tom's Court.
But she's defended the ventilation standards at the hotel.
The virus can be transferred through smaller droplets, i.e. aerosols, and that these droplets may hang around in the air for a period of time. What we've done in South Australia with our Medi-Hotel system is really look meticulously at the ventilation, both in the hotel rooms but also in the passageways.
It's believed the man became infectious from the 6th of May. That's 2 days after he arrived back in Melbourne. Exposure sites have been identified in Melbourne's northern suburb of Epping, in the southwestern suburb of Altona North, and in the CBD.
I think it's absolutely the case that he's picked it up in quarantine in South Australia.
The Victorian Chief Health Officer is Brett Sutton.
The thing about this virus, there are some individuals who pass on to no one else at all, and there are some individuals who pass on to several people. And you can't tell at this stage how infectious those individuals will be. So you really have to work on the presumption that transmission risk is there.
Working in a containment lab, used to working like a box within a box, which means that the further you go inside, the more negative pressure the air is. So everything essentially gets sucked in. In a hotel, which is definitely not built for that purpose, like I can see how it's easy enough for an airborne virus to be transmitted from room to room.
Dr. Danielle Anderson is a virologist and currently in hotel quarantine in Melbourne. She's relocating back to Australia after being the scientific director of the Biosecurity Lab 3 at Duke NUS in Singapore.
It's incredibly stringent here, and I'm also rating how it's going, and I'm very, very impressed on how Victoria has set this up, because what I saw in Singapore and now actually in the last couple of days has been a cluster in the airport, coming from the airport, in cleaners and people that are working at the airport, at Changi Airport. So it's making me a little bit nervous because I flew out at the same time that these people would have been infectious in the airport. So in that case, it's good that I'm in quarantine.
So should Australia follow Singapore and extend quarantine to 21 days?
If people can still transmit the virus on day, let's say like 15, 16, 17, then it makes sense to extend the quarantine to 21 days. So that's as a scientist. As a citizen, that is hard.
The World Health Organization has now labelled the mutation of the virus identified in India as a variant of global concern. Dr. Anderson says pre-flight antibody screening could be a way to safely open up Australia's borders.
One other way to work out, like, you know, who could come in the country is to screen people for antibodies instead of screening them for the virus. If you have antibodies against the virus, meaning that you've either been infected and or vaccinated, then come in without quarantine, because you're not going to be sick as the individual. So I think that the keeping the PCR test to make sure that people don't have an active infection when they come into the country is still good. But if you're antibody positive, then you could be free to come into the country without quarantine. And then that's a way to have like a metric where we can say, you know, this is for sure how we can move forward.
Australian virologist Dr. Danielle Anderson, Emily Burke with that report.